In today's podcast, I'll look at the songs The Flash Lad and The Wild and Wicked Youth. The songs tell of a young man who is tried for robbery and is condemned to die. I'll look at the known printing history and examine some of the references that are contained in the song, examine the various versions and sing samples of the tunes, and end in a full performance of one of the songs. In Newland Town I was bred and born, at Stephen's Green where I died of scorn. I served my time at a saddler's trade, and I always was a roving blade. At 17 I took a wife, and I loved her dearly as I loved me life. All for to keep her both fine and gay, a robbing I went on the king's highway. I rob Lord Golden, I do declare, and Lady Mansfield of Grosvenor Square. I robbed them of their gold so bright, and I took it home to my heart's delight. That version of The Wild and Wicked Youth was recorded from the Norfolk singer Harry Cox under the title of Newland Town. A young man tells of his life as a robber and highwayman, and his eventual capture, trial and his farewell. These songs are versions of the bold highwayman type songs that became popular in the 1700s. The actual date of origin of the two songs is difficult to pin down. Ballads about highwaymen were not new. A popular ballad was printed in 1670 named Duval's Last Farewell, about a notorious highwayman, Claude Duval, a Frenchman. Although this ballad does not appear to have a direct link to the later Flash Lad, some of the Duval verses were incorporated into the early versions of the song, and the Duval ballad ends each verse with the refrain "Well-a-day, well-a-day," which was used in the later Flash Lad song but is often sung as "Will-o-day." Another romantic highwayman ballad, The Life and Death of George of Oxford, dates back at least to the mid-17th century and was incorporated into the later English Geordie ballads. A new form of musical theatre started in the early 1700s, known as the ballad opera. They used popular song forms and tunes, and ballads from the street, often with new lyrics. John Gay's Beggar's Opera of 1728 tells of the adventures of a highwayman, Mac Heath, and his ultimate capture. The popularity of the John Gay's opera spread into contemporary literature. Newspaper reports, novels, biographies and memoirs of the criminal underworld became popular reading matter. The street songs printed by the Broadside Press featured romantic adventures of the criminals and goodnight ballads, said to be the farewell statement of a criminal made shortly before his execution, were written and sold at public executions. The Flash Lad and The Wild and Wicked Youth are two of the more popular and lasting songs from this period. The songs started out entirely separate from each other. Early versions of The Flash Lad describe the life of a wastrel who becomes a highwayman in order to maintain his new wife. These verses were dropped when the song was rewritten in the early 19th century. The early version continued to be sung by the country singers as well as the revised version. It also has a chorus, which makes me now to lament and say, as in the dismal cell I lay, pity the fall of young fellows all. Oh, well-a-day, oh, well-a-day. A version of The Flash Lad that was collected from a traditional source was first printed in 1891 in English Folk Songs, edited by William Barrett. The tune was already widespread and was commonly used for goodnight ballads and other folk songs. Adieu, adieu, I must meet my fate. I was brought up in a tender state, until bad counsel did me entice to leave off work and to follow vice, which makes me now lament and say, as in the dismal cell I lay, pity the fall of young fellows all. Oh, well-a-day, oh, well-a-day. At cups and cans I took great delight, singing in alehouses day and night. A pretty girl was my chiefest joy, I took delight as a roving boy, which makes me now to lament and say, as in the dismal cell I lay, pity the fall of young fellows all. Oh, well-a-day, oh, well-a-day. At 17 I took a wife. I loved her dearly as I loved me life. And to maintain her fine and gay, I went to rob on the highway. Which makes me now to lament and say, as in the dismal cell I lay, pity the fall of young fellows all. Oh, well-a-day, oh, well-a-day. The Wild and Wicked Youth tells of a robbery at Grosvenor Square, a trip to Covent Garden, and the capture by Fielding's gang. It's also known by its opening line, in Newlyn Town I was bred and born. There was quite a wide variation in the opening verse of the text of The Wild and Wicked Youth, with the felon's place of origin ranging from Newlyn in Cornwall to Newry in Northern Ireland, along with Sheffield, Dublin and London and other birthplaces. The tune is fairly consistent with slight variations. The song is often claimed to be Irish, but there's no clear evidence to pin it down to an English or an Irish song. The internal references within the ballad helps to give a general dating of the Wild and Wicked Youth ballad. The song is set in London and refers to Covent Garden, where the hero takes his wife to see a play. He robs Lord or Lady Mansfield of Grosvenor Square. This probably refers to William Murray, the first Earl of Mansfield, who was the Lord Chief Justice of the King's Bench from 1756. He is captured by Fielding's gang, also known as the Bow Street Runners, who were the first paid thief takers under the control of Henry Fielding, and later by his brother John Fielding. This early form of police force was formed in 1753, and operated out of Bow Street, which is situated near Covent Garden. It was the basis of the Metropolitan Police, which was established in the 1820s. To Covent Garden I took my way, with my blooming wife for to see the play, where Fielding's gang there did me pursue, taken I was by that cursed crew. Where Fielding's gang there did me pursue, taken I was by that cursed crew. My father cries, I am undone. My mother cried for her darling son. My wife, she tore her golden hair. What shall I do? I am in despair. My wife, she tore her golden hair. What shall I do? I am in despair. That tune and words were collected in 1899 by Percy Merrick from Mr. Hills of Lodsworth in West Sussex. Some versions of the song refer to the execution site as Stephen's Green in Dublin in the opening verse of the song. This, along with the Newry Town reference, is probably where the confusion arises regarding the origin of the song. This does not match the London references within the body of the song. In the broadsides, the execution location in the first verse varies from London Town, Stephen's Green and Newgate Jail. It's just as likely that if the song had an English origin, the Irish singers would adapt the song to a more Irish location, and vice versa. In the 18th century, some versions of The Flash Lad adopted the text from The Wild and Wicked Youth, but both songs retained their separate tunes. Versions of both The Flash Lad, A Jew, A Jew, and The Wild and Wicked Youth in Newlyn Town were noted by most of the collectors of the Folk Song Society during the first half of the 19th century. Some versions of The Flash Lad were still being sung using the earlier verses and storyline. Others followed the Wild and Wicked Youth versions. The song in both its variations is still very popular and deservedly so, with a great storyline and an excellent tune. I will end this podcast with a version of The Flash Lad, which has the adopted verses from The Wild and Wicked Youth, as sung by Ed McGurk and Nick Caffrey.
Adieu, adieu, such was my fate. I was brought up in a tender state. Bad company did me entice to leave off work and take bad advice, which makes me now to lament and say, pity the fate of young felons all. Willow Day, Willow Day. I rob Lord Goldwyn, I do declare, and Lady Mansfield of Grosvenor Square. I shut the shutters, bid them good night, and home I ran to my heart's delight. Which makes me now to lament and say, pity the fate of young felons all. Willow Day, Willow Day. To Covent Garden we went straightway, to Covent Garden to see a play. Lord Fielding's gang there did me pursue, and I was taken by that cursed crew. Which makes me now to lament and say, pity the fate of young felons all. Willow Day, Willow Day. Before Judge Shaw I then was brought, before Judge Shaw I then was tried. Saint Triamese, this will not do, my iron chest thou hast broke through. Which makes me now to lament and say, pity the fate of young felons all. Willow Day, Willow Day. And when I'm dead and go to my grave, a fine and a flashy funeral let me have. Get six bold highwaymen to carry me. Give them broadswords and sweet liberty. Which makes me now to lament and say, pity the fate of young felons all.